Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar Smith, his friends, his family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber, and even a fan, by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome to the show today, folks. We have with us Chap Oscar Smith on January, this show is just reaching me to my very core because it's about dealing with grief. Chap Oscar Smith talks about grief and how to deal with it. His beloved son, Henry Oscar Smith, was recently murdered. His life was cut short at the age of 26. Tragically, Henry was in the wrong place at the wrong time. We hear how Chap Oscar is dealing with his indescribable pain and grief and what he suggests to help you to deal with yours.
Gratitude is another part of the equation in dealing with grief. We firmly believe that there is a reason for everything, and it is important to figure out the reason so some good can come out of it. One needs to somehow find comfort in the most dire of circumstances to go on and be at peace. We did a tribute to Oscar's son, Henry Oscar. The tribute show is in our archives on August 21, 2018. It's a very heartwarming show, so we invite you to listen to that. Our archives are available 24/7. You can download the shows. You can send them the links to your friends and family, because we firmly believe this show can and will make a difference if you are open to being supported and finding some comfort. I would say in the last, 2 weeks, I cannot tell you how many calls I got, literally, that people passed away. The last one was someone who went to sleep and never woke up. He was 48 and in good health, and he had just had a physical exam not too much time before that. Passed in his sleep, it was an aneurysm. So it really drove home the point that you never know when your time is up. You never know when someone really close to you, their time is up. So we thought this was a very important show with a very important message, grief and gratitude. Without further ado, I bring to you an extraordinary pastor, someone who makes a difference every day, in every way, to anyone that is in his space, including firemen, policemen, and so much more that he counsels. Welcome to the show, Oscar Smith. I wish it was about something more uplifting, but we have to get past the terrible lemons in our life to extract some lemonade. Welcome, Oscar.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. This is a heartfelt show. I just want to thank you and your family for making this season of my life palatable. We've had many conversations, Joyce, and your gift set is counseling and coaching. And so I want to salute professionalism and opening up the door today where we can talk about grief and gratitude.
And, Chap Oscar, I'm sure you know this, that people have no idea what to say to someone, how to act, how to be. They're so shaken when it's someone we love that we're close to. Even if we don't know the deceased, we are close to, like I'm close to you. I never had the pleasure of meeting your son. And let me say again how sorry I am for your horrific loss. So I want to just start with that, because people really just don't know how to be, what to say. What would you like to say about that that will help people?
Well, I found my greatest comfort, and I speak for my wife, Marcia, and I speak to others that have had very close relationships pass away. And, one of the sentiments that I found very effective was, when someone shares with me, they can't imagine how I am feeling, and I'm so sorry for your loss. That resonated with me and brought me comfort. I had another well-meaning friend of mine actually come over to my home, and he says, Oscar, I notice it's difficult coming to terms. This must be so difficult for you. I thought that was something that I found great comfort with. And then I had quite a few, a lot less than I thought, quite a few friends and family. I want to thank my Aunt Eunice and Alozi and you know, Alfrica, my family from Montgomery. I have cousins that are in Tuscaloosa, Bill and Pam Foster. I mean, I can name them. You know, they were here for me, and there's many others that were here for me. And when they said, is there anything I could do to help, they meant it from their heart. And then the other thing is I have another son, and people were concerned about how he was handling things. So, you know, Joyce, it's a road that I, you know, as a chaplain, I do hospice care, and I do all kinds of hospital stuff. But when it's your own, you have to find a way to turn your tears into telescopes.
Oscar, you know, like the thing that most people do know to say is, I'm really sorry for your loss, and that's expressed from the heart. But you hit on something also that I think really makes a difference, which I tend to say as well, is there anything I can do for you? I think that is really a perfect thing to say, meaning I'm at your service, I'm here for you. Is there anything I can do for you? What should people not say, Oscar? A lot of people definitely say things that I've seen people get really upset, like, I know what you're going through. And they'll say, no, you have no idea what I'm going through.
Well, Joyce, believe it or not, and I'm 30, 40 days out, so I could kind of smile with this. But, you know, the people that have come up to you and said, God doesn't give us more than we can handle. You must be strong. I mean, come on, man. You know, I just lost my son. What do you mean God doesn't give us any more than we can handle? You must be strong. This was my weakest moment. Maybe this wouldn't have happened if. I mean, and these are just, and then, you know, the other insensitive thing, Joyce, is to do it on the telephone. I mean, you know, it's just like, and text, not even on the telephone. I had relatives, the ones that did, they text me or they left me a text message. Many of them I've not heard a word from. Do you think God is trying to tell you something? I mean, these are the kinds of things that these were statements I would imagine were compassion or comfort, but they were hurtful. You know, it's been a few months. Shouldn't you be over this by now?
Wow.
Yeah, I got that this week.
Wow. Someone actually said that to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
They said, you know, and that's why these relationships, you don't want to be bitter, but you need to know, and they say this in the streets, you need to know who you're riding with. I mean, a lot of
Oscar,
people,
how did you handle that one? I can't think of anything worse. How did you handle it? You're very mild-mannered. How did you handle it?
Joyce, I can laugh at it now, but, you know, I looked at the person, and they're standing there like a puppy dog. It was a man, a friend of mine, a buddy of mine. And he's looking like a little puppy dog. I wanted to take a shot at him because it's like, dude, you know, I mean, how insensitive can you be? And I had another last week, a guy said, I think you need to get back into life. I think the activity would be better than you just sitting around or whatever. I mean, it's just like insensitivity. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show. I know it'll be a blessing because I'll tell you the time, my God, the time that we have called now is the only thing we can count on.
But, Oscar, I really want to know, given how mild-mannered you are, how did you handle those things that just cut away at you? How did you handle it? What did you say?
Well, it's not easy when you're a pastor and a chaplain, and I would hope today I've shared this and will share this opportunity to share with a lot of my spiritual and pastoral friends. Quite a few of them get involved with grief counseling, and we deal with families all the time, like I mentioned earlier, with hospice, other situations. And when you're in your own personal crisis, many times if you're not sure what to say, you shouldn't say anything. And I took offense to it, Joyce. I really had to kind of walk away and gather myself because I didn't want to strike back. But it brought tears to my eyes after 40 years of ministry. I'm talking about getting in a car, driving 5 and 6 and 8 hours to be with family and friends. And there's an insensitivity level out here now that you really, really, really need to know the folk you're riding with, because there's a lot of, there's a lot of issues out here now that deals with ingratitude. People that I've helped all along the way, grieving, going to meet them in the middle of the night with relatives in hospitals, I never heard a word from them.
Wow. Oscar, you just gave me the perfect way what to say when you're not sure what to say. It just came to me. When you're not sure what to say, just look at that person and say, "I'm not sure what to say." I think that's the perfect thing to say. Just be honest. I'm not sure what to say. I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm not sure what to say.
Well, you know, Joyce, that's the perfect thing to say because, you know, to wing it, I mean, for me, not that I was, there's a tender spot. I still have that tender spot. And sometimes I can look at cars that look like my son's car. Sometimes I can look at a hat, or I can look at the way. So it is tender. And the future that God has in store for me and Marsha, you know, and others that have had loss, particularly of a son or a daughter, you know, it's just, Joyce, it's just amazing. And I'm just so glad we can laugh about it now. There's a lot of things that go on. The other thing is I'll be connecting with you regularly. Something may come up, give me a call. I mean, you know, what else could come up, you know? And connecting with you regularly. These are people I haven't talked to in 15 years.
But have they connected with you after
that
initial?
No. And that's,
but I
you
think...
know, the celebration of life, the funeral is one thing, but I found the weeks and even now 2 months out, you know, grieving, Joyce, legitimately is a area and grief counseling. You know, these are troubled days we live in, and it's not easy. We live in a hostile environment. Everybody's got to go, go, go. I could just tell you, Joyce, it was just very, very important to me when people spoke to me from their heart. And like you said, you know, what do you say? What can I say? That to me is a legitimate response.
And followed by no words can express my sadness, my anguish. I feel for you. I think something like that does reach the heart. You mentioned counseling, which is extremely important. I want to offer you folks two numbers. The National Hopeline Network, 1-800-784-2433. 1-800-784-2433. 833. There are counselors there 24/7 to talk to you. It is free. That's the National Hopeline Network. And there's another one, the National Youth Crisis Hotline for youth, if you want to talk to a counselor 24/7, 1-800-448-4663. These people are really trained to offer comfort, support, solace. So I wanted to offer those two hotline numbers. I would think that the most important, one of the most important things you can do for yourself to help you is to seek support, is to seek that friend, the helpline, whatever it takes, so you don't feel like you're in it alone.
Yeah, that's so important, Joyce. And while we're at it, I have several friends. My godmother, Mother Mary L. Sidney, age 94, oldest of 14 children, her son, P. Sidney, who's a dear friend of mine, she hit heaven running on September 15th. So I do want to make a special mention and a tribute to my godmother, my spiritual godmother. I've talked to her so many times. She lived in Memphis, Tennessee. It's Mother Mary L. Sidney, 94 years young, Joyce. And when she talked to me, it was like speaking to God himself. I mean, she's just, I think I mentioned to you, these queen mothers, these godmothers, you know, God has a plan. And I could tell you, my godmothers, my godfathers, those relationships, Joyce, they really come through strong in an hour of loss.
I want to make a distinction here because I've been giving this a lot of thought. Like I said, so many people have passed recently. There's a distinction between saying, I feel your pain, because someone would respond, you have no idea what my pain is, but you can say, I'm feeling my pain for you. So you can speak for yourself. You can't say, I'm feeling your pain. Would you agree with that, Oscar?
I would wholeheartedly agree with that. There's great power in that type of sentiment expressed as long as it's from the heart. You know, my son Henry always said, Dad, real recognizes real. And what true words. I mean, you know, I think it's just very phony. My neighbor, they came over one day, I didn't even see it, and they put chimes in my backyard. I mean, it really wasn't a cheap gift, and they put a post in there, put the chimes there. I mean, it had to cost them a significant investment, but how's that for a token of love? And so I just want to thank my neighbors, Tony and Linda. That's what they did, and I passed by it a few times, didn't even realize it was in my yard.
Wow. So I thought that was very important to make someone feel better rather than worse. Instead of I feel your pain, I know I feel my pain. I can't even begin to imagine your pain.
Yeah, that's excellent, Joyce. And, you know, you called several times, and you worked me through some deep dark moments as well. And my God, Joyce, Ted Siuba, my God, if you're listening, thank you so much. What a brother. Ted was at the celebration of life. Ted has not let his hand off of me since Henry's passing.
Yeah, he's awesome. He is awesome.
Oh,
he loves you. But I'm glad we brought that up about what to say, what not to say, because it does make an impact. Words have impact. So I'm really glad we covered that. That alone can make a big difference. Nan Whitcomb said, this is a quote, "We do not have to rely on memories to recapture the spirit of those we have loved and lost. They live within our souls in some perfect sanctuary which even death cannot destroy." Isn't that beautiful?
That is excellent, Joyce.
So I thought that was really, really good. And Ogmandino, "I will welcome happiness, for it enlarges my heart. Yet I will endure sadness, for it opens my soul. I will acknowledge rewards, for they are my due. Yet I will welcome obstacles, for they are my challenge." And my goodness, life is so full of twists and turns and obstacles that when we get to all the grief and the sadness, you know, we can just say to ourselves, "This too shall pass," and have faith and hope for a brighter tomorrow.
Wow. Well, Joyce, one of the things that I appreciate, if there is a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, having a loss, a significant loss in your life, is another perspective that we're sharing today. You know, you have grief, and we talked about gratitude, and gratitude has really fueled me. I've actually been able to take grief and transform it into gratitude, and I find myself saying thank you a lot, and I appreciate you a lot, and it actually gives me an opportunity now to maximize my giving of thanks. And, you know, I just can't be around ungrateful people and ungrateful conversations. It just taxes me. We waste countless hours crying and moaning and being frustrated, and we don't receive and take care of the minutes and the times and the days and the hours that we do have, which I'm thankful for.
But Oscar, that's who you are. You always express gratitude in good times and in bad. You always appreciate everything. You come from that. This is an awakening for people who don't all come from that. I think of how often people complain about something. They're so quick to complain, but how long, if ever, it takes for them to acknowledge something good. I'm always very grateful when people do something good, something right, pay it forward, a random act of kindness. I really take note of that. Just that little touch to make someone's world brighter, to open up, making a difference for someone in some way, no matter what that is. So that's who you are, Oscar. You're always grateful, thankful, loving, caring. And when you said I reached out to you several times, Oscar, you have no idea how many times I picked up the phone and put it down. Not because I didn't know what to say. I didn't want to bother you. I knew, you know, you were going through so much. I didn't know who was around you at any time. So as often as I called, there were countless times I stopped myself from calling because I didn't want to be in the space.
Well, you're the type of friendship, Joyce. You're a visionary leader. You do this Joyce Barry and Friend Show so seamlessly, 5 days a week, and you're a leader that makes me happy, and I want you to know that. You're always optimistic, and, you know, I'm going to flip the switch on you, Joyce. Why don't you share about this, more about your success culture? You've really been a real flagship to me these last couple of months. I mean, I know the benefit of having someone like you a phone call away.
Oh, thank you for that, Oscar. Let me just say that I just recently did a show only a few days ago, What Do Olympic Athletes Have That You Don't Have? And it's all about coaching. That's in our archives on September 20. You can catch that show. I did it with another coach. That would be our health guru, Beverly Nadler. She's a reprogramming coach. She works on deep issues to reprogram them. I work on goals and success and thinking outside the box. So everyone should have a coach. Everyone should have a mentor. And speaking of that, the show that we did as a tribute to your son was called Mentorship and Womanship. Mentorship and Womanship. Talking about that he was so inclined to make a difference for people.
Yeah, well, I could tell you that show, I've gotten a lot of compliments, and I'm so glad we did it. I did another show for a mutual friend of Ted Siuba, which is Kerry Farr, P-H-A-R-R. We'll make his link available, but he's on worldwide TV, and I was on a show with him. Very, very important that we get into some type of mentorship, womanship, relationship with these young people. There's a lot of truth coming out of our youth. Kind of chokes me up, but our youth needs to hear truth. And the only way they're going to hear it, Joyce, quite honestly, is when they get with people with wisdom, people that mean well. And I know for me, Joyce, while we're on gratitude, because I want to talk about how I was able to take the tears and turn them into telescopes that tells me what's in my future. Mentorship is very clearly in my gaze for the future.
I just want to say one more thing about that tribute show. The date of that was August 1, 2018. August 1, mentorship, a tribute to Chef Oscar's son, Henry. So do check that out. And the show, did you want to tell about another show you did? That's fine with me, and how they can access that?
Yeah, what we'll do, Joyce, I want our wonderful listeners and the friends of Joyce Barry, I want them to know we're working together, you and myself. So we will have, if they'll just send you an email, we'll have a special website that they can go and listen to the last few shows that you've done and also some other involvements that I've been with. But while we're still on the topic of grief and gratitude, Joyce, it's very interesting. I would have never expected this, but the gratitude that I'm coming into now, the wisdom of the gratitude I'm coming into now as a result of my grieving season, it's really crushed a lot of prideful ambitions. I don't know whether anyone has spoken to you at that level, Joyce, but there is a crushing of pride when you go through a grieving situation and you actually somehow get a thankful heart from it. And that pride factor, it emboldens a lot of foolishness that right now when I deal with young people, I try to have something effective. And I find right now, instead of pride, I find really, Joyce, right now, just being a humble person and helping these young people is more important. My transparency with these young people that I'm meeting now, and God is drawing a lot of young people into my life, and they look at me, and they, you know, they just, they're just, it's just so refreshing. They take you so serious, and they really want to know. We got some intelligent young people. We got a generation that's really, they're just screaming for wisdom and guidance and mentorship. So I just wanted to mention that, George.
Yes, I'm glad you did, because it's so true. And the purpose of today's show in dealing with grief, just so much we're surrounded by it on all sides. So I invite you folks truly to reach out, touch someone, share the show. And we're very grateful to Beverly Nadler, our health guru, who gives you good reason why you should be listening to every show. It's good for your health. Here's Beverly.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we invite you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. And simply by clicking on follow, you will get emails about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our special shows. And in that website, our homepage, on the upper right is a search bar. If you put in Chap Oscar with that search bar, all of Oscar's fabulous shows will come up, and you can just click on it and hear any of them. You can put the topic in and click on that, and those shows will come up. So do become a follower on JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, and while you're at it, become our follower on Facebook and Twitter. That would simply be under Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. We love our loyal followers, and we'll do whatever we can to make a difference in your life. We want to hear from you about shows that you want to hear, about guests that you want to know more about. Do contact us at CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Put your name and phone number in the body of the email and in the subject line. If you're doing it out of the show, just put grief or Oscar. I always like to know the show that inspired someone to reach out and contact us. So back to you, Oscar.
Well, Joyce, I'm so glad that you're open to being the voice for a generation of young people, a generation of people who have no source of inspiration other than people such as you. And we mentioned Ted. You know, it's a dire need it's not easy, Joyce, living in this world today. And like it or not, we're here. And the question that I had to ask is, what do we do next? You know, when I lost Henry, you know, now I've lost other relatives, don't get me wrong, but there's just something different when you lose an offspring, you know, and do you retreat, do you, you know, do you go within, or do you engage? And, you know, God has shown me and has given me a pathway to engage this younger generation. You know, if we don't see it, we'll never want to be it. And we can be lighthouses to people, you know, our neighbors, to people, our coworkers. And that's what we need to speak to now, Joyce. We need to speak to the Joyce Varian friends and challenge them to be a voice. Don't be an echo. Be a voice. Don't tell them what they should do, can't do. Don't discourage these young people. Be a voice of encouragement at this hour, because if we think being an older generation life is not easy, you should see with these young people, even at the age of 5 and 6 and 8 years old, they come up to me with situations. It's just like, wow, it's just incredible with this internet and the availability of information, how mean-spirited some of these situations are for these young people.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for acknowledging I'm a voice for young people, but I have to add to that, Chap Oscar. I like to think of myself as a voice for old people, as a voice for children, as a voice for people of all colors, of all races, of all sexual preferences, whatever it is. I want to be a voice for you because we have one thing in common. We're in the human race, and that's all I care about. I've never, ever discriminated based on any of those things. I just see a person, and if they're a good person, I want to know you. And if you're not a good person, I don't want you in my space. So I like to think of myself as a voice for all people. Let me share this poem that I wrote, which kind of expresses my gratitude for things. It's called I'm Happy, and it was put to music by our mutual friend Ted C. Uber, my original poem, I'm Happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. Thank you, Ted Siuba. We love your music. And as you can see, that happiness was mostly centered around how grateful I am for the people in my life, people like you, Oscar, one of my dearest, dearest, and most awesome friends. You have no idea the impact you have on my life.
Well, thank you, George. You're always so thought-provoking, and I'm just glad we're having this show. You know, as a pastor, I am leaning more and more, Joyce, on God's word. And, you know, in God's word, we see a straight path. And it's not difficult. It's not onerous. But we have to, at this hour, we have to find proactively a sure place to stand. Because as long as we live, I'm telling you, we're dealing in a hostile world. And any day, any hour, you might get the phone call or the knock on the door like Marcia and myself got on July 10th. And, you know, of course I wasn't ready for it. But like
you're never ready for that.
Today,
one is never ready for that knock on the door, ever. So
yeah.
I say, God forbid. I did a special tribute to Oscar. I always say, what an outstanding person he is. Let me share that with you folks at this time. It's called Winning the Oscar, O-S-C-A-R-O, Outstanding, S, Speaker, C, Champion, A, Author, R, Regular on the Joyce Barry and Friends shows. Oscar Smith, S-M-I-T-H-S, Safety Specialist, M, Man of Faith, I, Inspiring, T, Talented, and H, Hero. He is my hero. And folks, I want to recommend you go to the archives, Safety Specialist. We've done some great shows on safety in the home, things to really watch out for. He's a specialist, and those shows were very impactful. So, Oscar, you are my hero.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. I just can't tell you how wonderful it is to have a relationship built on trust. And we've known each other now, I would imagine, 8 to 10 years. It's been nothing but trust, and we've built that trust. It's a foundation of trust. We've mentioned Ted Seeuver. We've mentioned, we've mentioned quite a few people. But let me tell you something, Joyce. You are a friend. You have a shell where God has given you a global mouthpiece. And I live for the day with my outreach. And right now we're moving into what is known as Holy Beamer Global Church, which is a worldwide church without walls that I'm launching this Saturday.
Wow. Wow, Oscar, that's awesome. You keep me posted on that, and we'll let our folks know about it. Let me just share a few of my favorite poems, quotes on gratitude. This by William Arthur Ward. Gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. My friend, Oprah Winfrey, be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. Frank A. Clark, if a fellow isn't thankful for what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get. Dan Buettner, gratitude always comes into play. Research shows that people are happier if they are grateful for the positive things in their lives rather than worrying about what might be missing. John Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy, we must find time to stop and thank the people who make a difference in our lives. As I said, Chap Oscar, I always think of you. I always thank you. I can call you 5 minutes before a show if someone had a last-second cancellation, and if you can, you'll jump right in. You are one of the few people that I know I can count on for just about anything. I always tell you, I feel so connected. I'm waiting for you to adopt me.
Well, Joyce, you know you are never alone. You're never going to have to worry about me. If I could do any show or anything, I will show up. I treat you as a gift from God, and I honor you. I do not, Joyce, want to squander these next few minutes, because this is another big issue on the horizon. I know, as a chaplain doing pastoral and spiritual work, I see it. Within the last few days, I've seen it more and more, but suicide. And I know we're not ready to deal with this on this show, but this is a show that you and myself and maybe Beverly and some other people you'll put together. But young people today, Joyce, I had a friend, 30 years old, suffering from the loss of a wife. You know, took his life a week ago. And we talked, and, you know, he acknowledged his pain. He was dealing with some suicidal thoughts a week or so ago, and I found out this week from his family that he went on and took his life. So there's a lot of emotional brokenness and mental challenges, and we now, Joyce, we that are on these airways, we have to become spiritual giants.
Yes, and I just want to say we can do a whole show on that, because we're wrapping up the one that we're doing now on grief. That's the ultimate grief. I too know a very young person that committed suicide. Her father went into the room to wake her up to go to work. She was like 18 years old in the summer, and there was a note on the bed that said, the keys, this is all the note said, the keys to the car are at the Golden Gate Bridge, sorry. And he raced over, and the keys were right on top of the Golden Gate Bridge. She had jumped over. There was no sign of it anywhere. He became, oh, you can't imagine, an activist on behalf of getting a net on that bridge. It was the most suicides anywhere of anything. They jump off the bridge. He did articles. He wrote a book about it as a tribute to his daughter. He was interviewed countless times, and now that net is there. If they jump, they go right into the net. Folks, the suicide, national suicide hotline number is one, simple enough, 1-800-SUICIDE. So that's the national line. It's also the same number for the Hope Line Network if you just want to talk and share, you know, when you're in depression before it gets to that point. But it's also the suicide hotline number, and they're very, very well trained. So, Oscar, what do you want to say to wrap up today's show?
Joyce, I want to say thank you. And I want to say it from my heart. Thank you, Joyce Barry. I didn't see it coming. I've had family and I've had friends and, you know, relations. I'm still processing a lot of things. I know my attitude has to grow into more gratitude. And so I'm finding I'm actually taking grief and putting it through a cycle where it's coming out gratitude. I'll have to keep you posted on that. But I just want to thank you for opening up this microphone and opening up the Joyce Barry and Friends show, so I can share this sharing, this loving opportunity. We do things to grow people, and that's what your show is about, Joyce. And so I want to say thank you. I want to be able to share with those that have taken the sensitivity of this show and understand that there's not anything worse that we could say to somebody dealing with grief, then I know what you're going through. You know, you don't know. You have no clue what I'm going through.
Right.
And like we said earlier, Joyce, finding a heartfelt, I'm here for you. You know, I had a neighbor that came over the next day. She says, Oscar, you don't eat anything. Don't do it. She came over with, I want to say, a 10-course meal for Marcia and myself. I'm speechless, Joyce. The good things that have come out of Henry's passing, it's amazing.
And Oscar, I always ask you as we wrap up a show to offer us a special prayer from your heart.
Well, I just pray to the Father that who is in heaven. We know that. Father God, help me to quicken and awaken other lives to the reality that this world is not our home. And the miracle starts from within. We have got to get closer to you and understand that you're not mean-spirited, but there's a time and place for everything. And we just thank you for the love that Joyce has shown Marcia and myself, the families, the friends, the other expressions of love. And Father, we just put a hedge of protection around Joyce, every last one of these listeners on the show today, and those who will listen in the future. We just want to wrap ourselves in love and compassion and give us the ability to be there for friends and families at their point of need. And we say this in the most majestic name that I pray to, in the name Jesus Christ. Thank you, Joyce.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Oscar. I want to conclude with my special prayer for all of you, and that is, may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. For, Oscar, I really want to thank you again for today's show, for every show, for being such an important part of my life. It's said that one of the best feelings in the world is knowing that someone is happy because of you, and you always make me happy, Chap Oscar, and I will always be there for you. Folks, go out and you make someone happy today. Go do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. The world is getting smaller and smaller day by day, and you never know who's going to pass on from one day to the next. So treat people with love, kindness, and respect. Be kind to one another. Be good to one another. And, folks, we want to make you happy right here, right now. Please join us in the Joyce Barry Mash. Sing along, dance along, and laugh along, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the white okra, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.